And a comedian whose first job was selling ice creams. I bet he made hundreds and thousands. It's James Acaster! James, you're first up.
I once spent the night in a bush in Basingstoke.
David's team.
Right.
That's a true.
Yes! Definitely!
Definitely. Why were you spending the night in a bush in Basingstoke?
I missed my train.
Where do you live?
Well, at the time, I lived in Kettering in Northamptonshire,
right.
Rose of the Shires.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you go to a luxury hotel?
Well, David, at the time, I had no money in my wallet at all, and my phone was dead. I had no way of contacting anyone.
That certainly adds up.
Why a bush? Why not a bench or, like, somewhere warmer than a bush?
Well, is a bench warmer than a bush?
I would say a bush is warmer than a bench.
A bench is definitely colder than a bush. It's more exposed.
There's an old saying, you're warmer in a bush than on a bench.
So where was the bush? Paint the picture of the local
area. It was right
area.
In front of the train station. And there was, like, a little, like, pick-up point for taxis and stuff. And then it went down a little bit to the road. And then right in front of the road was a load of bushes.
So you didn't look for a long time for a particularly comfy spot?
I'll level with you, David. The amount of time it took me to decide to sleep in the bush was embarrassingly short.
Right. Was it? Now, that does surprise me. It was a quick decision. You've missed your train and you go, right, that's it. And you immediately, like, 14 seconds later, you're snoring.
Well, I actually didn't get to sleep. It was scary. I was freezing, actually.
Ah.
Even though the bush... It was a nice, roomy bush.
Can you remember the shape of the leaves?
It was like small, little Basingstoke leaves.
Individual leaves?
Yeah.
Variegated?
OK. Yeah, you have to explain what that word means.
It means this sort of, there's a sort of white bit on the outside, I think.
I wasn't paying attention to the leaves. I had bigger problems at the time. I wasn't sitting in the bush going, one day, I may have to justify this entire experience on what I like. I better memorise the leaves and whether they're gentrified or whatever you said.
So, James, you've settled down in the bush
and
you're lying there, but it's cold.
Oh, I'm sitting there.
Sitting in the bush?
Sitting there, cross-legged and cold. I had a T-shirt on.
How are you going to go to sleep sitting?
I was scared.
What so were you scared
I hadn't really.
Of?
It was Friday night in Basingstoke. There were hoodlums around.
And all you had on was a T-shirt.
And jeans.
And jeans, of course.
Yes.
I still feel like the bench is warmer.
So, did anybody hear you in the bush and come and investigate?
At one point, they did. At one point, some hoodlums stopped outside the bush. They said, you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't beaten someone up in a while. That's how they speak, David. Bullies speak like that to each other. And I was in the bush, and at the time, I was wearing a red dress.
What did you say? What?
I was wearing a dress by now.
What, why? You said you're in a T-shirt.
Originally, I was in a T-shirt, and then I had to put a dress on.
Why did you put a dress on?
Why?
It was cold.
Where did you get a dress
from? I had it in a bag.
Why?
I was making a short film, and I had to buy the wardrobe for the cast.
You're in the bush. The hoodlums had moved on. They didn't beat you up.
I tricked them. I put the bag over my head.
You seriously put the bag over your head?
Yeah. Put yourself in my shoes. They're saying they want to beat someone up. If they look down and see me wearing a dress, it'll be like Christmas. So, I put the bag over my head, and now if they look down, they'll think someone's left a bag and a dismembered body in a bush.
People at home, don't put bags on your heads.
No, no. Let's go back to the temperature of this bush now. You said you went into the dress for warmth, but surely the jeans and the T-shirt were warmer than the dress. There's a lot.
I think he took the jeans.
He did.
You slip out of the jeans and the T-shirt, fold them up nicely at the side, and then get the dress and put it on and go. Oh, I look wonderful. He wasn't doing that.
Oh, right.
By the end of the night, he's wearing the jeans, the T-shirt, the dress,
and the bag.
Say, it's lucky this didn't happen to Melvin, because if so, he'd have been on a bench wearing a dress and nothing else.
Let's go for a guess. Is he telling the truth? Melvin, what do you think?
I think, looking at James, I can believe that he could put on a dress with a bag over his jeans and T-shirt, but a man that picks a bush over a bench, I can't trust. So, on that basis, it's a lie.
Faye.
I've got to absolutely say it's true.
True.
I'm believing every element, really.
I'm going to go true.
True. Yeah. You're saying true. Right. James, was it true or was it a lie?
It's true.
Yes, it's true. James did once spend the night in a bush in Basingstoke.
At school, I used to regularly pay my friend to clean my rubbers.
Don't you rub a dirty rubber against a clean piece of paper and it sort of cleans itself?
That's like saying, why do you need to clean a car? You just wipe it all over and it cleans itself.
What is your...
10 years of this kind of bullying.
What's it going to be? Oh.
Look, the thing is, during my one, which was true, I started thinking it was a lie. So, I haven't got a clue anymore. I actually kind of think it sounds true, but then, for that reason, I want to say it's a lie.
You've been a big help, thank you.
So please welcome this week's special guest, Mick.
This is Mick, and I deliberately tripped him up during the wheelbarrow race at my son's sports day.
This is Mick, and for 6 months, he was my sworn enemy when a practical joke got out of hand.
I can feel, you know, these horrible thoughts coming into my mind. You know, we could take him out, you know, we could...
Wow. You were thinking we should take him out.
Who would you like to speak to next?
OK. James, so Mick became your sworn enemy because of a practical joke.
That got out of hand.
That got out of hand.
Yes.
So what was the practical joke or prank?
First of all, I'll say for the record, before we carry on, I hate this boy. I'm nothing but contempt for him, and I'm furious he's got on this show.
I just think I feel I can only see him every second Friday.
So what was the practical joke, James?
He put cabbage leaves in my bed.
How did he get in your room?
I was staying at his house.
On a sleepover? How old are you?
A few years ago.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have been born.
He was 9.
And you were what, 31?
I was, what, 28? 29?
And how do you know him?
I know his dad. He's his son.
And you were staying at their house?
Yes.
Why did he put cabbage leaves? Why is that a thing?
Well, it's not a thing until he started doing it.
Yeah.
There's something severely wrong with him. I don't know why he started...
But you say started doing it.
Was yeah.
It, what do you mean, start? This is one occasion when you're staying there. Well, I don't know.
This is the first of many, David. I said got out of hand. I do not use those words lightly.
So you regularly stay at the house of...
Oh, no. Oh, this little man does not restrict these pranks to his own house. He has no respect for anyone's privacy and will cross any boundaries available to him. I hate him with all my heart. Yeah.
So he initially put cabbage leaves in the bed you were sleeping in when you were staying at his father's.
Yes.
Right? And then subsequently...
Yes.
..he has followed you and put cabbage leaves in other places you've been sleeping.
No!
OK? What then?
He sent me a cabbage in the post. He sent me half a cabbage, cling filmed, in a box. I was out when they delivered it. I'd go to the post office to pick it up. There was there's a note inside that said, you got cabbaged again.
So, OK, so he's doing that. Did you... bearing in mind that this is a minor, did you at any...
It was a major, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you at any point retaliate?
Yeah, but it took me 6 months.
What did you do?
After 6 months of this...
But you say 6 months of this.
Yeah.
What is this? There's the initial cabbage leaves in the bed at his house.
Yeah.
And there's the posted cabbage, half cabbage.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Is granddad cabbage me to my face?
What does that mean?
He gave me a present. It was all wrapped up nice. I thought it was a nice present. I unwrapped it. It was another half a cabbage wrapped in cling film. Members of the public started cabbaging me. I made the mistake of talking about it on the radio, and then everyone got the idea that I couldn't turn up to a gig without there being a cabbage hidden somewhere in my dressing room.
Well, thank God you're playing safe and not saying it on telly, eh? Yeah.
So, did you retaliate?
Did... absolutely did. I removed all of his belongings from his bedroom and replaced them with cabbages.
That's, I would say, a disproportionate response.
6 months of my life, David. 6 months of my life of not knowing where the next cabbage was coming from. It was horrible. I had to go big. I've been cabbaged so many times. Somebody started a Twitter account, was tweeting pictures of cabbages on me every day. They said stuff like Oi Oi Savoy. It was horrible.
And that was just the tip of the iceberg.
I would say that anyone who can enjoy that joke about a lettuce would have to be a sociopath. All right. So, David's team. Is Mick Gabby's cheated child?
Maybe.
James's feuding friend?
Maybe.
Or Lee's traded toddler?
No.
I believe Gabby, but James is just weird, so I believe him even more.
Your paranoid view seems to be the whole country's in on it. Now everyone's sending you cabbages.
Every time people laugh at me, I suspect they're my enemy, which makes my job very difficult.
Oh, I don't know. James.
You're going for James.
Mick.
Would you please reveal your true identity?
I'm Mick, and I am James's worst enemy.
Mick is James's feuding friend, and here's the proof that that is what James did to Mick's bedroom.
Thank you very much, Mick.
I recently ended up in A&E after attempting to use a sledgehammer to crack a nut.
These two.
Right. Who was there, by the way, in this? Who was witnessing this?
There were... my parents were there, my brother, his wife, my wife.
Peter Gabriel.
David's not going to get that joke.
Do you want to explain how you are right with that?
Sledgehammer.
Oh, sledgehammer. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'll rephrase that. Rob and David aren't going to get this joke.
I have no idea, but there wasn't anyone called Peter Gabriel.
Sorry, is it really... The thumb. Can we have a look?
You'll find there's absolutely no visible scar. And neither is there on that one.
What are you thinking, Lee? Has this been the truth? Has he made it up?
I believed everything until we looked at his thumbs.
And there's nothing.
And
there.
Then I was like, that man not only has not hit himself in the thumb with a sledgehammer, but I don't think he's picked up anything in weeks.
Truth or lie?
It is a lie.
And a comedian who years ago sold ice creams for a living. I don't know which year exactly, but I'm guessing 99. It's James Acaster.
And Noddy is first up.
One December night, while dressed as Joseph, I had to shove a donkey off a country lane. Well, a friend of mine used to have a party every Christmas time, just before Christmas. And it was always fancy dress.
So, whose party was it?
It was my best friend's party.
Okay.
And
did they have a name, Noddy?
Swin. His name was Swin.
Swin. I wish you'd have said Biggie. It's
not Suddenly, in the middle of the road, is a donkey. So I screeches to a halt, thinking, "Am I imagining this donkey, or is it a real donkey?"
Is it possible it was just Elvis Costello turning up late to the party in fancy dress?
I got out the car to feel if it was real or not.
You're genuinely still not sure, even though you're right.
Sure.
You have to feel it.
I had to feel it. So I get behind him.
Good idea. Safest place with a donkey, Noddy.
What do you think, James?
I think it's true, but it's just nice to listen to him tell the story, and I kind of forgot halfway through I'm meant to be knowing if it's true or not.
I think true.
True?
True.
OK. Well, say
it's true. Noddy, was it true or were you telling a lie?
It is true.
James, you're next.
One Christmas, on hearing I wasn't going to get the present I wanted, I tried to drown myself in protest.
David C, tell us the story.
Well, I wasn't going to get the present I wanted.
Which was? What did you want?
The Spice Girls' debut album, Spice.
It's a lie.
That's so weird, because I did get it, and I did try and drown myself.
How old were you then?
I was like 10 or 11.
Right. So you wanted the album.
No, he really, then... really wanted it.
Stop right now. So you wanted the album.
Yes. I really, really wanted it.
Okay, so don't use mine in the edit, yeah? Well, can I just say stop right now? Yeah. That one, if it uses.
Who's your friend? Big ears?
So what happened, James?
I wanted the Spice Girls album, Spice. And so did my sister. We'd both been pestering our parents a lot for the album. My father decided he had to tell us before Christmas who was going to get the album or not, because he didn't want an upset on Christmas Day. And so he waited until we were in a safe space, was the local swimming pool. We'd all gone for a family swim.
Yeah. And a lovely Christmassy thing to do. A lot of people do a lot of swimming in the run-up to Christmas.
Yes. Because it was in honour of the Seven Swans of Swimming.
Yeah.
We were swimming, and then my dad called a family meeting.
Shallow end?
Shallow end, yes. Oh, you're not treading water during a family meeting. He said, right, it's a week until Christmas, and I'm just going to let you know that Ruth is getting the Spice Girls album.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
Exactly. Well, where were you then? Because at the time, I looked like I overreacted.
Take us through this reaction. Paint a picture of how a young James reacted.
It was like a storm came over me. I was very angry. And then I turned and I walked to the other end of the shallow end. I did a width.
Yeah.
I would have stormed away, but it's very hard. Yeah. Wade through the water. To say every now and again, I'm really cross. Went to the other end and I turned round so they can see my face and I just sat down slowly. And I was under the water. I went, well, I was thinking this. I guess I'll either stay here until one of two things happens. Either I get the Spice Girls debut album Spice, or I'm gonna die.
Which happened?
Well, what happened... what happened was, I came back up again, and I saw that not only were they not... They were just carried on swimming. They got all under the water now, and my dad quickly went, problem solved, and they carried on swimming.
What are you thinking, Noddy?
I just don't think his dad would do that. I think he'd buy two albums.
Oh, I'm unaware that you knew my father, Noddy.
What do you think about the two albums buying issue?
Well, like, as a parent, I just would have thought that just quietly, like, going off to HMV to buy an album is easier than taking the whole family for a group swim.
So what are you going to say, David? What's it going to be?
I think it's fine.
I'll say lie.
Fine. You think that you both think it's a lie? Mm. I'm going to say lie.
OK.
Yeah.
James, were you telling us the truth or was it a lie?
I was telling the truth.
Yes, it's true. James did try to drown himself in protest over his Christmas present. Please welcome this week's special guest, Jerry.
This is Jerry, and he was the policeman who came to investigate when I was heard screaming during a Christmas game of Twister.
This is Jerry. He's the fireman who every Boxing Day soaks me with water during a festive game of Squirt.
why don't you demonstrate the Twister? James, what are you doing?
Playing the Twister, Matt.
Now, what about James?
OK, James.
Just remind us, James, what it was that you said.
Jerry is the fireman who every Boxing Day soaks me with water during a festive game of Squirt.
Oh. OK. What's going on?
Squirt is a game.
Is it?
Yeah. Two teams of firemen.
OK, so that's... For a game of Squirt, the first thing you need is two teams of fire.
And they go either side of a river.
Yeah.
And you get a rope and you tie it up in a tree at one side of the river and then you run it along and you tie it to a tree at the other side of the river.
Yeah.
But before you've tied it to the other side, you thread a barrel across it.
Of course you do.
You just thread a barrel.
Yeah. What if there's a fire in the local area during the lengthy setup for a game of Squirt?
Well, he's not... They can't put out fires anyway. He's only volunteer.
Sorry?
They're just a volunteer fire brigade. They're not allowed to put out fires.
What are they allowed to do? Just look at them?
They're... are permitted to pick up litter.
Where do they get the fire engines and everything from then?
Their fire engine's an old one. It's more like a ice cream van that's painted red.
The volunteers, do they have the uniforms?
No. The Kettering Volunteer Fire Brigade have a T-shirt and it has an emblem on it of a fire being put out by a beer.
Talk us through the rules of Squirt.
Hmm, OK. You get the barrel to the middle of the rope, right in the middle of the rope, and then both teams aim their hoses at it.
Are the volunteer firemen allowed real water or do they just mime it?
No, they're allowed water, they just can't aim it at a fire.
OK.
If there was a fire, they would have to turn the hose off.
Right.
So what happens next?
Someone's like, go! And then they both turn their hoses on and they aim it at the barrel. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the barrel, trying to squirt it along the rope so it gets to the opposition side of the bank. And all the water is hitting this barrel. Yeah. And we're standing on the bridge. Yeah. And then you walk home going, good squirt this year.
I don't. I mean,
I think it's James's.
You think it's James's?
Yeah. I think it's Sean.
I mean, I think we're agreed Lee is lying.
Yeah.
The question is it James or Sean?
I think it's a mate of James's from the pub who was a volunteer fireman.
I'm not happy about this. Because my instinct is that James is telling the truth.
Right.
But I know what that's saying publicly. I know what I am then believing. Mm. I'm believing a game that is played across a river between volunteer firemen with a souped-up ice cream van and squirting a barrel in which the locals come and stand and watch in just the place where they get splattered with water.
What's it going to be?
I think it's James.
You're going to go with James?
Yeah. Go on,
Jerry,
I'm saying it's James.
Would you please reveal your true identity?
I'm Jerry, and I'm a volunteer fireman who soaks James. I'm Boston Bay.
Hello, Jerry.
Yes, Jerry is James's fireman friend. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Until last year, I believed that reindeer were fictional creatures like unicorns, until my six-year-old daughter told me the truth.
Is it because Father Christmas's reindeers fly? So that's why they couldn't possibly
maybe
be
that's
true.
Why I came to that conclusion. Yeah.
You were aware of deer, though, weren't you?
Yes, actually, I was.
So you'd
because
seen...
Because of Bambi.
Deer?
Hang on! Because of a fiction... This doesn't make sense. You've seen a fictional reindeer...
Well, if Bambi, if Bambi flew, then I probably wouldn't have believed in deer.
What about Dumbo? Did you not believe in elephants? Yeah. Did you stop believing in carpets when you saw Aladdin?
I don't understand how you can go through life without seeing a real reindeer.
Sorry, are we talking about reindeer? Not...
Hello, I mean... David.
No, but... I mean, I still can't believe that giraffes are real. I've been to the zoo and I've seen giraffes. I still don't quite believe they're real.
Did you get out and feel it like Noddy would? They... I think it's a lie.
I was telling a lie.
Last Christmas, my brother bought me this iPad. I've never turned it on, but I have used it to kill a wasp and carry 3 mugs of hot chocolate.
Who are the mugs of hot chocolate for? Go.
Sorry?
Who are the mugs of hot chocolate for? Say them now, without thinking.
Too much pressure. I don't know 3 people. It's a lie.
Did you kill the wasp with the glass side or the non-glass side?
The non-glass side.
Okay.
How hard did you hit it?
Well, it's dead. But it wasn't like a great sweeping, you know, smash.
Was it mid-air?
It was more of a sort of a press and lean.
If you kill a wasp, you don't slowly press it like a psychopath. He only said that he does the push and press because he knew that there wasn't any dints on it.
No,
it's time to take a guess.
Lie?
It is a lie.
I was telling a lie.